PR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Thousands of anti-government protesters poured into streets across Syria today in some of the largest demonstrations in weeks. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, activists called for the rallies as a show of strength while Arab League monitors are in the country.
They chanted, they sang, they locked arms and shouted for the downfall of the Assad regime. Earlier this week, this neighborhood in the city of Homs was under siege by the Syrian army. Despite the losses, the anti-government movement has been energized by the presence of an Arab League monitoring team in Syria to assess the government's pledge to end the crackdown. In one Damascus suburb, a mass rally that began at the mosque moved to the municipal building where Arab League observers were meeting with government officials, but dispersed, say activists, when the security police opened fire on the crowd. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
The Obama administration says Egyptian authorities are assuring them that raids on pro-democracy groups will end. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports several U.S. organizations were among the targets of an Egyptian crackdown yesterday.
According to a senior State Department official, the U.S. ambassador to Egypt spoke with members of Egypt's ruling military council to press them to allow non-governmental groups to operate normally again. Officials say Ambassador Ann Patterson received assurances that the raids will cease and property will be returned. The International Republican Institute, the National Democratic Institute, and Freedom House all reported that they had documents and computers taken by Egyptian police. The U.S. sharply criticized Egyptian authorities for the raids and suggested that U.S. aid to Egypt could be at stake if the crackdown on human rights and democracy groups continued. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A Tea Party activist is suing Virginia's Board of Elections to get Newt Gingrich on the state's primary ballot. Jonathan Mosley says Gingrich met the 10,000 signatures requirement and many of the names were improperly excluded. Only Mitt Romney and Ron Paul are on Virginia's Republican primary, and both are in a statistical tie in the latest Iowa poll ahead of Tuesday's caucuses there. They and other GOP hopefuls are covering the state with ads and as many handshakes as they can. Romney today in West Des Moines.
I'm convinced that if we stay on the course we're on, you're going to see America hit a wall like they've hit in Europe. You're going to see us have the experiences that you've seen in Greece and in Italy. That's not acceptable to me.
And speaking of Europe's economy, Spain announced today it's instituting tough austerity measures. The new Treasury minister says tax hikes will be applied progressively on the wealthiest Spaniards for 2 years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 48 points at 12,239. The NASDAQ is off 3, the S&P down 3. This is NPR. A federal judge in California is blocking the state's low-carbon fuel regulation. U.S. District Judge Lawrence O'Neill says the requirement violates the Interstate Commerce Clause in California's Constitution by favoring in-state biofuel producers over those out-of-state. The regulation was designed to force producers and refiners to reduce their fuel's carbon footprint. North Korea is warning what it calls South Korean puppets and foolish politicians around the world don't expect any changes in Pyongyang's policies. It's the regime's first statement under the country's new leader, Kim Jong-un. And in the clearest message of continuity since the death of Kim Jong-il, the statement bestows the title of Great Leader on his son. The country's powerful National Defense Commission also says North Korea will never deal with the South Korean government. If your birthday is December 30th and you're in Samoa, you're out of luck. It doesn't exist. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Samoa leapt across the international dateline today.
For Samoans, Friday, December 30th just didn't happen. The country skipped directly into Saturday, the 31st, although anyone who is scheduled to work on the non-existent Friday will still get paid. Samoa is moving to the west of the international dateline in order to be closer in time to its main trading partners, Australia and New Zealand. Until now, those countries had been almost a full day ahead of Samoa. The change does not affect the nearby U.S. territory of American Samoa, which is still east of the dateline. Joel Rose, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.